Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus. Today on our show, we play music from some of the artists performing at this year's Coachella Music Festival in California. We also report about some new mummy exhibits. But first, we visit some virtual villages for seniors in the northwestern United States. Many older Americans spend their final years in a nursing home or assisted living center. These places provide services that help older adults with activities they can no longer do on their own. However, most people say they would like to remain in their own homes. Now, there are nonprofit groups that help them do that. June Sims has more.
Philip Thiel is 91 years old and lives with his wife in an old house in Seattle, Washington. And he wants to keep it that way.
As far as I'm concerned, I would not like to leave this place. Living in a group situation is something I couldn't tolerate. I'd kill myself before I had to do that.
Mr. Thiel says he and his wife can take good care of themselves in their two-level house. But he and his wife know they will soon need help with simple housework. Work like changing a light bulb that hangs at the top of the stairs.
I have to bring in a stepladder and put it partly on the landing and partly on the stairs and climb up, and it's kind of trepidatious.
In the past, an older American would ask one of their children or a neighborhood teenager to change the light bulb. But here, those young helpers have grown up and gone.
We have kids, and we call them occasionally, but one lives in Munich, Germany, another lives in London, and a third lives in Los Angeles. And they're not going to drop around for a weekend call type of thing.
So the Thiels are considering joining a virtual village. This is a local group of volunteers and service providers that help older adults age in place. They might help these adults with anything from transportation to small home repairs and dog walking. The virtual village idea was first developed about 10 years ago in Boston, Massachusetts. The idea has spread to an unofficial network of villages around the country. 150 are currently in development. In Washington State, Judy Kinney directs a virtual village called Northeast Seattle Together, or NEST.
When someone calls us, they may say, I need help with transportation. We're going to be able to work with them to see if it's a volunteer that helps, if it's a vetted vendor that helps, or if there's a community service that's in place. And so that's the process that we're going to do when someone picks up the phone. People have called it a concierge, where you call and say, I need this help. We help you figure out the best choice.
Ms. Kinney's group is one of about five expected to open in the Pacific Northwest in the next few months. Such a village is already operating in Central Oregon. There, the most requested services are rides to the doctor, home repairs, and help with buying food or medicines. Tom LaPointe is opening My Own Home in Moscow, Idaho. He thinks snow removal will be among the most requested services there. But he says general yard work and computer support also will be popular.
On the other hand, if you need daily care, 24/7 care, that is not what we do. We don't do bathing services, for example. We are here and we exist for the folks who might need a little extra assistance.
Tom LaPointe notes that My Old Home is not a charity. Senior citizens will have to pay to join this nonprofit group. Mr. LaPointe says it will meet the needs of the seniors who are too rich for public assistance, but too poor to hire workers. He hopes 40 people will become members by the end of this year.
Mummies are very popular in the United States. Many Americans have stood in line to see a King Tut exhibit as it travels across the country. They are also finding mummified remains in other American museums. Christopher Cruz tells us more.
Death, eternal punishment for anyone who opens this casket.
The film The Mummy was released in 1932. Mummies have been a part of American popular culture ever since. But Egyptologist Salima Ikram says people have been interested in the culture of ancient Egypt for thousands of years.
Even the Greeks and the Romans were coming there as tourists.
Ms. Ikram helped organize the show Eternal Life in Ancient Egypt at the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C.
I'm hoping that people will engage with ancient Egypt not just as, you know, a bunch of dead people, but a bunch of people who were living just like you and I are.
Mummies had been shown at the Natural History Museum for many years. But for the past year, they were in storage. The museum's Melinda Zeter says the public demanded their return.
We had a real outpouring from our fans from across not only Washington but the country, wanting to know when were we going to bring the mummies back.
Now, more mummies are being shown, with more information about who these people were and how they lived. The new information was discovered in part from images known as CT scans. The scans tell a lot about the mummies. Scientist Bruno Frohley made the images in his laboratory.
We can determine the age of death, we can determine the sex, and we can determine the strength and the composition of bone tissue, which may help us determine what that person has been doing while alive.
That technology is also being shown at an exhibit at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in Richmond, Virginia. It is called Mummy, Secrets of the Tomb. Visitors see a film before they enter the exhibit.
Now, for the first time since his body was mummified, you will be able to see what he really looked like.
Museum visitor Ann Martin liked the show.
That we were able to get inside of the sarcophagus and the coffins to see what these folks looked like and what they were buried with was really interesting.
The movie helps people understand the more than 100 ancient works in the exhibit. They are on loan from the British Museum. Virginia Museum of Fine Arts director Alex Nargis says the exhibit has been popular since it opened in November.
The child in every one of us has been drawn to the exhibition, and of course, Mummies, Secrets of the Tomb. I mean, how can you want to avoid that?
There are four mummies in the exhibit. All of them are covered in their original wrappings. Three of them are still in the coffins in which they were buried.
Of course, that's one of the attractions of this exhibition, is that you're in the presence of people who lived and breathed and walked this earth 3,500 years ago.
But that's only part of the attraction for museum visitor Jack Barnes.
I am fascinated by the natural sciences, fascinated by the history of that part of the world. Fascinated that these things last as long as they do.
The Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival is held every April in the desert town of Indio, California. This week, organizers announced the performers for the event this spring. Shirley Griffith has our story.
Coachella got bigger than ever this year. Now the event includes 6 days of shows. They will be spread out over 2 weekends, from April 13th to the 22nd. Organizers decided this after the 3-day festival last year sold out in 6 days. A founder of Coachella said 75,000 3-day passes were sold. This year, the Black Keys is among the starring acts at Coachella. The 2-member group released its 7th album, El Camino, last month. It sold more than 200,000 copies in its first week and entered Billboard magazine's Top 200 Albums chart at number 2. Lonely Boy was the first single from El Camino. Well, I'm so above you, and it's plain to see, but I came to love you anyway. So you pulled my heart out, and I don't mind bleeding. Any old time to keep me waiting, waiting, waiting. Oh, oh, oh. Coachella traditionally brings together new acts and musicians that have been performing for a long time. One of the greats performing this year is reggae artist Jimmy Cliff.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the dice to roll. Sitting here in limbo, got some time to search my soul. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on.
Festival goers can also see the Vermont band Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. You may not have heard of this group before, but you might know some of their songs. Several have been used on television programs. We leave you with Grace and the Nocturnals performing the song Falling or Flying.
We got lost again, drove to the end of a road. And a red-faced man taught us to do what we're told. And on the 23rd night, things ain't bad, but things ain't right. Are we falling? Falling off light. Are we living or dying?
I'm Faith Lapidus. This program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Too high, and I get the feeling.